Hi, friends. Welcome to the Seek Holy Living podcast with Krista Svoboda. I am a wife to my wonderful husband, mom to my five precious children, and a friend to some amazing moms that I can't wait to introduce to you. Mothering is not a journey meant to be traveled alone. Join me every Monday for a new podcast where you will find hope, joy, and purpose. Well, friends, my intro is out of date. I am a mom to my six precious children, and I still can't believe that I get to say that. It's so surreal, and what a privilege it is. Our beautiful Audrey Elizabeth was born on February 25th, and what a joy these first 7 weeks actually having her with us in our arms have been. I have yet to do much sharing about her birth on my Instagram. I've been pretty slow over there, but I'm starting to open that door back up again a bit more. And I plan to share about her birth in the next week or two. So if you want to keep an eye out for that, if you love hearing about labor and birth stories and all of that. It's kind of funny. I remember when I started this podcast, I was expecting Graham. And I loved recording that intro for the first time and saying that I was a mom to my five precious children because it just made me so excited to be growing our family with another just treasure of a baby. And here we are again on the other end of another baby being welcomed into our family. Okay, I'm so glad to be back at this microphone and be with you here for a real recording. But this honestly is super difficult for me to record this episode today. It's the last one that I'm going to be doing, at least for a while. This chapter is going to close of me having this podcast with you. And I've really struggled to find the words to share as the Lord has led my heart to this place. And I've had to decide, okay, how am I going to share this here? And I've realized it's hard for me for a few reasons. And within all of these reasons, we can just wrap all of them up with postpartum hormones and all that that entails and lack of sleep and husband returning back to work and the needs of six children. So there's a lot, but kind of boiling it down to why has this been hard for me to figure out how to share this well with you? And it really came down to a couple of things. One is I never wanted this to be about me. And the idea of having something closing and sharing about my journey and how the Lord led me to make this change. And even just the idea that I won't be with you in this space every Monday anymore, I kind of feel like, who cares? We should be opening up God's word first thing in the morning anyway. It should not be about me. It should never be about me or have been about me. So part of me didn't really even want to do this just because of that. I thought, I don't want for any reason it to turn back and be a reflection on me. I want it to give glory back to the Lord for the work that he's done, that it points us back to him. And so that's reason number one. Reason number two, I've been just struggling with recording this and putting my thoughts into words well, is because I have been so abundantly blessed by this Seek Holy Living podcast that the Lord led me to. And I have grown so much that I can't possibly put into words in a 30-minute recording the work that the Lord has done in me in this space. And I can't begin to thank you enough for that. And I know that may seem kind of funny because what difference does it make where you are, what you're doing? But it really has. And in a few ways, those of you who have welcomed me into your home just through turning this podcast on, and more importantly, into your heart each week, opening up your heart to the work that the Lord has been teaching me to be able to share with you, means more than I can even begin to say. And then also those of you who have shared the ways that the Lord worked in you through this ministry, when you would send me a message and thank me for something specifically of a way that God spoke to you, it was such affirmation to me every time that this truly was the Lord's work that he was allowing me to do, because there would be times I would share things or, you know, I have an outline that I follow for the recordings, and I record them all so far in advance. And then have them all batched out and ready to go when the Monday comes, that when I would hear from you, this is exactly what I needed at this time. And I would think back and realize that was a complete rabbit trail that I went on to share that topic that mattered to you. And even the fact that it was put out at the time that it was right when you needed it or when I needed it. That happened to me so many times that I would have a week that I would be releasing a podcast. And then I didn't know when I recorded it 2 months prior what my life was going to be looking like at that time. And then when I would release it, I would know, oh my goodness, this is why the Lord did this work to prepare me in advance for what my life was going to look like at this time. And then also those of you who have recorded with me, so many amazing women. I wish I could just sit down with each of you with a cup of coffee and thank you specifically for the words you shared, because every single one of you who were on recordings with me over these last couple of years have absolutely changed and grown me. And I just feel so privileged to have had those conversations with you, that knowing that they ministered to women and will continue to, as they're not disappearing all around the world. But personally, I can say that they have impacted me and changed me for the better, and that God has used you to do a mighty work in me. Okay, so going back to the beginning of the podcast, I want to talk with you about my vision from the very beginning for the Seek Holy Living podcast. So my heart for this was always that it would feel like you were literally pulling up a seat to the table of me getting to have coffee with someone and you being welcomed in and being part of that conversation. And when we started, we literally had mugs sitting at the table with me, with these women in person, that we did it in my family room. And it was such a special time and such a fun setup. And I'll try to share a couple of those pictures on Instagram this week, just because it's fun to go back and look at the beginning of how this looked in comparison to now when I've been recording in my closet. And I'll get to that in a minute. But literally, we'd sit down with mugs at the table, we'd wear something cute and talk, and we recorded it. And we put them on YouTube also. So it was a recording for podcast world, but also for YouTube world to do it on a video. As time went on, we obviously decided we did not continue on with the YouTube direction. YouTube doesn't really serve the conservative Christian mom community quite as much as others, I think. podcast land worked better for us. But what a gift it was for me to have those meaningful face-to-face conversations early on in this. And it just made me so comfortable, especially as I was learning. Part of me has wanted to go back totally pridefully. I haven't done it, so it's not completely prideful, but I wanted to go back even and maybe just delete some of the early recordings, because I listened to some of the phrases I used repeatedly or the way I would ask a question when I was just learning how. I had never done a podcast before. I didn't know how to lead a conversation for a recording for people. And I was so blessed. Those early recordings with my sweet friends, and this is why I can't delete them, because these women are so wonderful who did them with me, and they're still so rich with truth and wisdom, because these are wonderful women that my mom, of course, my good friend Rachel, my dear friend Michelle, and my sweet friend Sarah were so gracious and such blessings to me to want to join me in this before I had even started, and to share this vision with me and to be willing to join me from the start. You know, it's one thing to join someone when you're, you know, 100 some odd episodes in, but when it's starting with episode one and they don't know what they're doing and they've never used this recording equipment before and I don't know how Krista's going to do with this, I'm sure these women didn't even think that, because they just have such beautiful hearts for the Lord that they were just so humble in wanting to join me in ministering to moms. And so what a blessing that was. And so many women, I wish again I could thank every woman who joined me at that table. And it also didn't just end with that, the women who started there. I mean, my husband put in a lot of work to learn how to use recording equipment with me and help us figure out how to run a podcast. What does that look like? What programs are we using? And then also my mom and other babysitters watching my kids, because there are very few episodes where you hear a child in the background, because they most of the time weren't here, which takes a lot of effort. You know that it's not often that we have quiet spaces without our children. So that took planning and work too. Then, as time went on, I branched out to Zoom. And that was terrifying for me because I had never recorded from a distance. And I thought, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I began reaching out to people who I didn't actually know. And that was also kind of scary. People who I said, okay, I've really loved your book and I've loved what you've had to share, you know, on Instagram or as I've heard you speak or speaking on other podcasts. Would you dare join me in my little corner of the podcast world? And I remember specifically early on reaching out to Wendy Speak and Greta Eskridge and how very gracious they were and encouraging they were. And even as I've had them on again more recently for podcasts, just what a blessing those women and other women, authors and speakers and women, moms in the Instagram community have been, as Zoom made it so much easier to open up this new reach of women who I knew. You know what? You are women who have spoken such life and encouragement and even challenging to me that you have edified me and drawn me closer to the Lord. I would love to ask you some specific questions on this topic and share you with these women who join me every week. And I was always so blessed when one of these women would say, yes, we'd love to. And then to be able to sit down and have a conversation with them just felt like such a privilege. And it allowed the podcast to grow because as I was able to share that I did a podcast with these various women who have a different audience and a different reach, then they would be opened up to the podcast as well. And whenever women would share it, then we would see it grow. And it was so exciting to see it grow and always exciting and humbling because, again, I feel like, who am I? I'm in my closet getting blessed to have these conversations. And these women from around the world are joining me. And it was always exciting to watch it when it would grow because my husband would be the one to see that end because he'd be watching it on our podcast platform when he would get ready to put one out. And we kind of have a joke that he would say something like, wow, it's big in Compton, because there was a season where someone in Compton must have shared it with a bunch of their friends. And all of a sudden there would be all these numbers in this one community. And it was Compton for a time. But there was a time that there was an area in Colorado that there were a whole lot of listeners in one area of Colorado. So someone must have shared it there. And then it started to spread to all of these moms there. Or moms on the East Coast, there was an area that there was a whole bunch who were seeing it. And it was just exciting to see, wow, that means there was some mom who this impacted her enough to share it with her people, and they're all being blessed by this. So that was always exciting. So whenever you shared it, it really did make a difference. Also, when I personally was invited to speak in person, what a blessing that is to me every time. I just feel so very humbled and honored that some moms would want to hear the work that the Lord has been teaching me to allow me to share it with them as well. And every single time that I would stand in front of a room of moms, whether it was 15 moms or, you know, 100 moms, it would remind me that this matters, that this podcast matters, because you are a real mom with a real home and real children, and you love the Lord. Sorry, I didn't want to get emotional, but again, these postpartum hormones are like a real thing. You're a real mom, and you love the Lord, and you're seeking to serve Him through this mission of motherhood, and it matters so, so much. And when I would get to speak in person, and I would see moms' actual faces, and I would hear them laugh or see them cry with me, and I would remember that you're a real mom on the other side of this computer, wherever you are in the world, and that the Lord sees you and knows you, even though I don't get to see you or know you because I just get to see a computer and a microphone, right? But God knows, and He knows what you need and how humbling it is to be able to be the voice, to get to speak some of those truths to you. So that mattered to me. And another thing that was really important was some financial support that we were given early on in this that allowed me to get help with my home, like my actual house, not just the podcast part of it, but literally cleaning my house and helping out with watching my kids some too, because no one has unlimited time, right? We all know our time is limited. I hate it when people ask, how do you do it all? I think, oh, don't you know? I say I can't do it all. No one can do it all. But so having help around our house, because it did take time to do this. I mean, every recording took the time of recording it with someone, but also praying over what I was going to share, writing the outline for what we were going to talk about, getting it to the person, reminding them about our recording, reaching out in the first place and even asking them, hey, would you be willing to record with me? And then scheduling out the days where I would do these long recording days. All of that takes time. No one's time comes free. And then also Sean joining me in this ministry. I'm so thankful for a husband who has a heart for home and family. And he really believes that discipleship starts in the home through the work of moms around the world, and believing that the Lord is working in this space through the work that I'm able to do with these other women through Zoom or through the table conversations we had. And that he was so passionate about joining me in this mission that he was willing to do all of the editing for all of the technical aspect of it here, that I never even touched any of that. So let me let you in a little bit to that as well, just because I think it's exciting to celebrate God's work and to give, again, not to give me glory, but to give glory to the Lord for the work he did when I feel like I came with fish and loaves when the Lord called me to this, that it was really truly, okay, Lord, well, I will do this, but you're going to have to do with it what you want. So here's what God did is, in the end, there have been over 75,000 downloads of this podcast worldwide. So there is no telling how many people have listened to this, because these are just the downloads that are showing. It has been shown, we get to see a map that shows where the podcast is being listened to or down, not listened to, but where it's being downloaded regularly. Of course, all across North America, but also places in Zambia, in Syria, in Israel, in New Zealand. I mean, it's incredible how something that can seem so small in my little corner of the world can end up having an impact worldwide. And that's just because of God's hand and his work. And then that we were regularly in the top 100 on Apple Parenting always made me so excited, because there's such garbage out there that I would think, Lord, can you please just continue to magnify truth, regardless of who you're doing it through? It doesn't have to be me by all means. But if we can just drown out some of that garbage of the lies that moms are being told through so many places. So that was always exciting for me to see. And then, goodness, my own personal growth through this. I could just sit and have coffee with you for a very long time and talk with you about the work that the Lord has done in me. But just a little tiny glimpse is trusting the Lord's leading has been huge again, once again in life. Isn't that something you can go back to over and over? I think back about the episode I did called Following in Faith. And we talk about that. And the episode I did with my grandmom, too, we talked quite a bit about that, about trusting the Lord's leading. But at the beginning, when God called me to this and began speaking to my heart, I want you to encourage Christian moms, and or encourage moms specifically is what it was at first. In time, the vision turned from just moms in general, specifically to Christian moms. I thought, you are who need it. Other moms are going to find it where they want it, but I want to speak specifically words of the Lord, because those are the only words that are going to last, not mine. But so trusting the Lord's leading as he led me to speak to moms. And I thought, who am I to speak to moms? I'm not old enough to be a voice to moms yet. That's for like older moms to do, not me. Not that I'm like the youngest mom, right? But maybe we all like to think that we're still young moms. And then you do the comparing game. Like, well, how could you use me? I'm not like, I haven't written books like Sally Clarkson, or I don't have some huge Instagram following, or I don't have like a million children, which is funny because I know like six children really is a lot. But a lot of these moms who I admire and have looked up to have a whole lot of children. And I guess I'm in that category now. When I started all of this, I only had four born to me, but I think six probably throws us into the big lots of children category. It feels like it now, I guess. But I'm so quick quick to compare. And I'm sure that I know I'm not alone in that. That I say, who am I to do this, God? And I just give all the, I start giving all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. I'm like Moses, right? Where I start giving God all the reasons why I'm not the one for this. But God was so quick to just lead me to be obedient. And I'm so thankful that I was, and that I was willing to try it. And again, have those people around me to join me and support me and encouraging me and saying, yes, you can do this. And we'll join you. We'll join you in this mission of encouraging moms. I also was quick to question even having time for this. It's not easy. Four children was not easy, right? But I made time for what the Lord was calling me to do. And that means that you have to say no to some things. And maybe it's something that I had said yes to for a very long time. I actually had to step away from a ministry in children's music that I had done for 15 years. And I had to leave that to be able to start this. But God was so faithful to allow this to become my ministry for this past season. And I'm so thankful that I was obedient to step away from one to pick up the other for this time. And then, oh goodness, if I could tell you the number of times that I questioned if I was qualified to speak or share at all on a topic, I would have a list of topics that I wanted to touch on and I would send them out. Sometimes I'd send them to the person who I was going to be doing the podcast with and ask them, what would you like to speak on? Here are some topics I've had on my mind. And then once we would start talking through the conversation of what we were going to share on, I would think, oh man, who am I? And it was absolutely Satan causing me to doubt what I had to share or who I was to share on this topic. But one thing that God taught me through this is that it doesn't have to be about me. And it doesn't have to be about you. If God's calling you to do something, it's actually not about you and your abilities or your qualifications at all. And it never was. And I learned instead to ask good questions and to seek the Lord through His word. And when I had my doubts, to keep my own opinion and experience out of it, because that was never what mattered. What only mattered was magnifying the Lord and His word and His truths. Because those last through all times, through all topics, and that's what we should be leaning on anyway. So that was just very eye-opening for me when I began to question my qualification and realize, no, I'm not qualified. I was never meant to be qualified. It was always meant to be the Lord and His work and Him just using me as a vessel in whatever way. So my growth through this has just been exponential. And I think that's part of why I struggle with even leaving it is I know this is not of the Lord because it doesn't match His character when these thoughts come into my mind, but just even thinking, well, you know, what if I don't continue to grow in the same way? Because I've grown so much, but I know God will be so faithful to grow me as He's leading me in new places. And He always will because His word never turns out void. So if I trust His leading, He will be faithful. And that's really what I'm doing now, is trusting the Lord's leading again in this new season of life. From the very beginning, I asked the Lord to make it clear on what I should be recording next or not, on what topic, with who I should be doing it with, and that He would shut my mouth to not say things I shouldn't. I was always so fearful of that, that I would say something that I shouldn't in a recording and then later regret it or question if it was too harsh or not hard enough truth. So from the beginning, I was asking the Lord to make it clear. And part of that clarity was also asking the Lord to make it clear when I should stop. Because it's been a unique thing in this ministry that it really is riding on me and my husband. But he's been so supportive that he would keep doing this with me as long as I said, yes, I believe it's still important. I think he would do it until one of us died. But during my pregnancy, especially during the end of it, you know, Christmas time, January and February, my emotional cup to pour from was just empty. I just didn't have extra to give. And I know I've told you about how I batch record these in advance. So I have it planned out that I always have so many ready to go and to put out next. So I'm not having to do this last minute. And I had a plan that I had so many I was going to record in January and then a handful few more in February and have enough done that I would have 12 weeks of recording ready once Audrey was born. But then January came and my cup was empty. I didn't have extra to give. I had enough to give to my family, but there was just a lot going on with various needs in my own personal life of things I was committed to that I was involved in that were taking my emotional investment at that time. My grandmom passed away during that time, and the one who I did the podcast with actually that was in like the 90s. And if you didn't listen to that, you should go back. She's wonderful. But she was ill and then ended up passing away. And then there were other just various family needs. And so I slowed down instead of just pushing myself and began asking, Lord, do you want me to do this? And if you do, I will. But I need you to make it so clear and to fill me again so that I can give from my overflow. Because if I'm empty and don't have more emotionally to be giving, even beyond my own four walls, then I can't believe that you would have more for me to be giving outside of my own home. And that's something that the Lord's really been working on me in remembering that this is my first ministry. And that if I don't have enough to give in my first ministry here in my home, then I don't have enough to be giving outside of my first ministry. And so I began really praying about that, that the Lord would make it very clear. And this is kind of how I do. I usually pray first and think about it on my own first. Sometimes I even ask a friend or two to pray with me first before I talk with my husband, because I so deeply respect him. And I believe that the Lord speaks to us so clearly through each other that sometimes it makes me kind of nervous to bring it up if it's a new direction to go, like a new yes or a new no, because I believe the Lord will speak through him to me. And sometimes I'm not ready yet for that strong yes or no. But when I did bring it up to Sean and asked him, you know, I think I might be done, that I had time still to record a handful more so that I could have enough batched up and ready to go for after the baby came. But I just felt like my cup was not overflowing at that time anymore and didn't feel like the Lord was just pouring so much into me that I had an abundance to give from at that time. And so I asked him, I said, what do you think about us maybe being done? And he so quickly said, yes, I think it's time. And I said, okay, I want to give it till Wednesday. We were on a date. It was a Sunday. And I said, Lord, I want you to make it clear between now and Wednesday if this is time for me to be done. Because if it is, then I will gladly move on because I trust you and I trust your leading and I've seen your faithfulness in this. And I know that you'll be faithful in whatever you have for me next. But I don't want to quit. I don't want to quit. This isn't quitting. This is finishing the work that God had in this space at this time. And I need you to make it clear, God. So I'm giving you till Wednesday because the baby was due the next week. So I knew I had time if I wanted to hurry up and pound out some more things. I felt full enough again to do it, but I don't want to do it on my own accord. I want to do it on the Lord's leading. And then of all things, I kid you not, that Tuesday we found out my husband was promoted to lieutenant at his job, which is thrilling. We knew that during the COVID season that either he was going to, as a result of all of that time and his work, either end up getting promoted at some point or that he would lose his job because we opted to not get the vaccine. So it was going to go one extreme or the other. So that Tuesday when we found out that he was going to be promoted to lieutenant, it was so exciting just to, again, celebrate God's faithfulness and also so affirming to me to realize, no, it is not time for me to be doing this anymore right now, that this job is going to require more of him. And I want to be more available to serve him and serve our family. I want to be his helpmate more than I can be. Even if this isn't taking so many hours of time, just the amount of emotional thought that it takes, that I might not be actually at my computer writing an outline, but I might be pondering a topic or pondering how I could share on this passage that the Lord had been really working in me, how I can then in turn share that with you as well. So to not have those extra thoughts going through my mind regularly is different. And honestly, right now in the season that I'm in, the combination of the needs of my husband and his new job, and now I have a teenager. I didn't have a teenager when I started the podcast. I had an 11-year-old. Now I have a 13-year-old and a newborn and all of the ages in between. That motherhood can be mentally draining at times. That the amount of, I really wish I could keep track, like a clicker, of the number of questions I'm asked during a day. I should sometime. because it can be very mentally draining. So to not have the extra wheel running in my mind of questions and thoughts relating to the podcast, I think will be best for my family. And I shouldn't say I think, I know it will be, because this is where the Lord's leading me. And so he knows what's best. So it will be best for us, for me to not have this at this time. And then also, I have to tell you, I do move forward with anticipation. So I had my tearful moment, but I also truly do have a level of expectancy as I close the door of this ministry, because God has been so faithful. I'm probably going to get emotional again. Gosh, I wasn't going to do this. God has been so faithful as he's taken me from other areas that I've served in different times of my life. When I obediently stepped away to then lead me to something new he had. And I think about that song that says, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And I'm surely, surely not going to sing it, because then I would definitely like sob. Because God has just been so faithful. And when I have been willing to follow his leading in whatever area it was, and oftentimes it was saying no to something that was hard or closing a door to a chapter, it was because he had something so good for me next. But it took my obedience to say no and to close that chapter to see what he had in the chapter to come. So I'm excited about that. These are truly tears of joy and anticipation that I share with you, that I know that God has good things. And oh, there are so many things I want to do. I've even talked with friends about writing, doing some writing projects together. And I do love speaking. And the idea of having time for some more of those sounds wonderful. But also, maybe it's not the season for that. Maybe it's time for more sourdough bread again, or more tea parties with my girls, or time to plant flowers in our front yard more and pull the weeds, or host movie nights for my teenager more, or sit in the sauna with my husband and have some still conversations more together. It's about prioritizing my family differently, maybe. People who talk about that whole balance, well, it's a balance. I think it's a lie. It's not about a balance. It's about priorities. And my family needs to know that they are my first priority, that they are my first ministry. This combination of Sean starting his new job and a new person being added into our family, added to, you know, coupling with the hormones of a new baby and with the hormones of, not the new baby, the mom with a new baby, and the hormones of kids going into adolescence, seasons of life. There's a lot of needs here. And I'm so thankful that God is leading me to be present for those needs and to be able to serve those needs well. I was thinking about some different scripture that I wanted to share with you as I close this. And I was thinking about the passage in Philippians 1:6, where it says that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. And that is a promise that I want to give to you, and that I also am claiming for myself, that whatever the area is that God has begun a good work in, that he will be faithful to complete it and to continue it on. That it's not just the end. Once he begins something, that is the start of a work that he's going to continue on. And then Psalm 139 that talks about, it says in Psalm 139, O Lord, you have searched me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. As a mom, that's a lot of times, right? We sit down and rise up a whole lot during the day. You understand my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, and you are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, O Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. too lofty for me to attain. And to realize that the Lord knew these words that he had for me to speak with these people before I even began. And to trust also, he hems me in before and behind. He knew when it would be finished. He knew that this day in April would be the last podcast that I would be doing in this way. And that is good because God is good. And it has been his plan. He's just now sharing it with me. I wanted to share with you a quote also that was from the Elizabeth Elliot podcast on March 26th. She did a podcast that was all quotes and works that the Lord had shared with her that she had written in her journal. And it was so good. One of the quotes really stuck out to me because it was right as I was knowing I was going to be wrapping this up already and finishing this time. And I was just so encouraged by it. It's by someone named BJ Hoff, who I know nothing about, but Elizabeth Elliot had the beautiful quote. So here we go. BJ Hoff said, "When I want to do only great things for you, make me willing to do small, unnoticed things too. When I want to do what the world will acclaim, make me willing to do what will lift up your name." So as I close in this space with you, I want to encourage you, wherever God has called you, he will equip you. Remember, it's his word that his word leads us to tell us that he is actually allowing you to do this work anyway. It was never your work. It was always his work. I imagine when you ask your child to help you with something, a menial task, like my Alice and my Graham, who are 4 and 2, and I ask them to do something like, "Hey, you want to help me put these clothes away? Or put these toys away?" We all know I could do it quicker and easier without them. That the Lord doesn't need us to do this work. He's allowing us to do this work. So if he has called you, he will equip you to do it and lead you each step of the way. Because it's his work anyway that he's allowing you to do. And he will walk alongside you. So don't be afraid to ask those bold questions. "Lord, do you want me to maybe step out in faith and do whatever it is, or maybe it's ending something in obedience, which maybe is harder, but it's good too, because God is good." I also want to remind you that you are raising disciples, not children. Motherhood is no small task, and God is using you. You are so privileged that he is trusting you with these disciples of his that are going to grow to do mighty works for him. And you are leading them to him every single day that you wake up, as you're cleaning up spills, as you're talking with them about body odor, as you're wiping up poop, whatever it is. I guess those are all kind of messy things. I think I'm kind of in a messy season, but it matters. It's not just about the spills and it's not just about the messes. There is true discipleship and ministry happening through every step that you're doing, and it matters. It matters. And also, I want to remind you that your home is the most important thing. You are replaceable everywhere else. I don't know what you're doing or where your time is being poured into. If it's in ministry at church, you're replaceable there. If it's at a job, you're replaceable at a job. One that's kind of hard to grasp, but it's true, friendship circles. If these last few years of people moving around even more than before, as a result of everything that went on with COVID and job changes and just things, we've had so many people leave California, and I've watched as our friendship circles have continued, that our friendships circles and spaces did not stop when one person moved. Sure, it changed, but it didn't stop. You are not vital to those spaces existing. Maybe it's a program that you run, whether it's, you know, a homeschool program or a co-op that you run, or a something for like a nonprofit that you run. It's really important. You are replaceable there. Or maybe the program would end, but your children aren't going to just end. And your home doesn't just end. Your home continues, and your children are going to continue. And that is the most important thing in your life. So don't lose that priority. And then lastly, I hope you stay in touch with me. I would really love to be able to stay and communication with you in some way or another. The podcasts are going to stay up. We're not pulling them down. They're not just going to disappear right now. They may at some point. And if that happens, we will let you know. The way I would do that is and let you know where they are too. Like if we're going to be archiving them somewhere. Make sure you're subscribed to my email list at seekholyliving.com. I literally send things out never right now, but maybe that'll be something new. Maybe that will be one of the new things that I have time for and choose to encourage you in that space. So subscribe to my email list there if you haven't. And also follow me on Instagram at Seek Holy Living, because I would love to be able to stay in communication with you there. And I'm excited to kind of restart my communication and encouragement there, because I had, again, my cup was empty. So I slowed down, but God has filled me again. And I want to encourage you and close with a passage from Philippians 1, 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you. In every prayer for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For in my chains and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partners in grace with me. God is my witness how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to test and prove what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. God bless you, friend. Bye.